come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting subject, no two of which are related. My next guest was a Democratic contender for the U.S. House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District that includes much of Ventura County. He's returning to the show to help us handicap the election between Democrat Julia Brownlee and Republican Tony Strickland. David Cruz Thane has lived the American dream. He's the son of a single mother immigrant from Uruguay, adopted by his stepfather. He became a star tennis player, married his high school girlfriend, and now operates his own business. In 1998, David and his wife and their son moved to Southern California with nothing but the belief that hard work, and if they had hard work, success would come. And, as I've said, he recently ran for the U.S. House of Representatives from Ventura County. Joining me in the studio, hi, David, how are you today?
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having
me. Well, thanks for coming back. Now, you've got a firsthand perspective on this whole U.S. House of Representatives race in the 26th District, having been a candidate yourself, running against the two candidates, Julie Brownlee and Tony Strickland. So, I had you on the show before, and I asked you the question, why didn't you seek a lower office before running for Congress? You replied at that time, because you saw a need in the U.S. congressional race. So, what need were you looking to fill, and more importantly, will Brownlee or Strickland fulfill that need?
Well, what I was looking at is I was looking at the average person on the street and what they're looking for, and I believe that person was looking for a little bit about who I am, and that's a small business owner, a family man, and somebody who understands what's going on in this economy and has gone through the ups and downs, and basically comes a real-world perspective, living in the real world, not a career politician, a guy that has to get up every morning and figure out how to provide for a wife and four kids. And I felt like, you know, with our downturn in our economy and so many people hitting the rough patches, and I could identify and went through it myself. So that's what I felt like I was bringing to the table, and also just that a fresh perspective. Someone that's not tainted one way or the other, and I didn't take any special interest money or lobbyist money, something I'm very proud of. The $100,000-plus that I raised was all from individuals, and that way I wouldn't have to be beholden to anybody. But as we kind of saw what happened in the results in this primary, big money does talk, unfortunately.
Well, we'll talk more about that in just a minute, David, but I want to handicap the race for Congress so people that are listening can sort of get your perspective on that. And let's start with the Democrats. You yourself are a Democrat. Sure. So now we've got Julia Brownlee is representing your party. What must Julia Brownlee do to win the race?
Well, she's got to do a bunch of different things. Number one, she needs to get out there. She's very much a newcomer to Ventura County. She never really she's just been here just for a few months, and she needs to get her name out there and get people to know her and be seen. And that's the big thing. What she's got going for her is just the numbers are on her side. This district, with the new district being the way it is, 41% Democrat, 35% Republican, 18% Independent. She's got to bring those Democrats in, which I think she will. I have no doubts about that. The question is, can she reach out and get that those Linda Park supporters? It's going to be interesting because, if you remember, all the mailers that she sent out, and she sent out so many mailers, they were hitting Linda Parks and hitting her pretty hard. And the question is do those Linda Park supporters, will they remember that when it comes to, Election Day?
Well, that is an interesting perspective because they represent 18% of the potential voters for her. Sure. Now, you mentioned the gerrymandering that went on to really create this newly formed 26th district, which gives it a much stronger Democratic presence than it had before. Prior to that, it had been Elton Gallegly's to win because of Simi Valley there and so forth. Now, what message does Julia Brownlee, a Democrat, have to communicate to her constituents if she hopes to win?
Well, I think Julia needs to move more towards the center and talk and be, I'm going to say be more of a moderate, but she needs to be able to talk to small business owners. She needs to be able to talk to the soccer moms, the average Joe on the street, and be able to identify and speak with them and give them solutions to some of their problems. So I think that's a big thing she needs to do. The base, the Democratic activists and the left and stuff will obviously go on with her. But again, she needs to crack that the no party preference group. That's where she's got to focus on. And that group is not a far left group. That group is more of a centrist group.
That they are. My guest is David Cruz Thain. He was a candidate for the congressional district, the 26th congressional district here in California. We're talking about the two contestants that are running. Let's continue on with Julie Brownlee, if we can, for just a minute. What must Julia Brownlee avoid doing in order to win this election?
Well, what she needs to avoid doing is she can't get too caught up in some of the details. And I mean the details, the real local issues of Ventura County, because, again, I don't think she knows them because she hasn't had to deal with them day in and day out. So I think that she needs to try to talk about big picture things and keep it on her strong suit. And her strong suit is education. Julia is very strong in that field and in that area, and she needs to spend as much time as possible speaking about education and keeping it on that topic.
And she's very fortunate because she is an education candidate. We have a large university here, Cal State University, Channel Islands, that's here. How will that factor into the election for her or against her?
Well, she needs to tap into that energy and those young kids and that, without a doubt. And I would expect her to be able to do that and work on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you mentioned a couple of things before. You mentioned the mail campaign. Julie Brownlee's got several handicaps that she's got to overcome, and two of them that come to mind. First is that negative ad campaign that the DNC ran on her behalf during the primary. Now, she'll be the first to stand up and tell you that she didn't run those ads,
sure,
that it was the DNC that did it, and the DNC has its own motivation. She's not beholden to them, and they're not beholden to her. She didn't have any direct impact on that. However, does the average voter know the difference, first of all, and how will that negative ad campaign impact her?
Well, I think she has a chance to start fresh and be able to kind of push the reset button and start again. And I think she'll do that in the fall. It seems like right now it was a very difficult primary, hard fought. We're 5 weeks removed. I'm sure they're organizing and trying to regroup and get ready for the fall. And she's got a lot of money to raise also, and so I'm sure she's spending a lot of time doing that. And I think at the end of the day, she'll be able to kind of get through that negative primary and, again, kind of push that reset button. Because at the end of the day, you saw with the low voter turnout, at the end of the day, the average guy walking on the street doesn't know, unfortunately, doesn't know hardly anything about Julia Brownlee, and that she's got to use that as a positive.
Mm, all right. Well, that was one of the two handicaps. The other handicap is she's coming out of the California State Assembly. She is known as the educational candidate, but how will she prove to voters that she can overcome the partisan politics in Washington when she was up in Sacramento and the Sacramento Assembly has been gridlocked for years?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I can't answer that one, Bill. She's going to have to answer that one herself, and that's going to be a question she's going to be out there that she needs to answer, and she needs to create some, be able to articulate and communicate to the voters of Ventura County that she, first of all, understands Ventura County, number one, and I'm assuming she's doing her homework with that, and number two, that she has some real solutions for them and helping those who are struggling, those who need help.
My guest is David Cruz Thain, and we're handicapping the 26th district election that's coming up in November between Tony Strickland and Julia Brownlee. We spent a lot of time on Julia Brownlee. Let's flip, change gears if we can, look at Tony Strickland. Interestingly enough, you have a unique perspective on the Republican Tony Strickland's campaign. So first of all, tell us about the perspective that you got and give us some insights about his campaign, please.
Well, you know, Tony's got a lot going for him, and the big thing he's got going for him is this is a guy who's been around for a long period of time. I mean, don't forget, this is a guy who ran for the state assembly, was our state assembly member, who ran for the state senate, is our current state senator, who ran for statewide office twice. He lost, but built a strong name ID. He's known, he's been at it for a long period of time. People know who he is. And name ID is very, very important. It's something that I learned. It's something you know, but I kind of learned it the hard way. And Tony has that. People know him. And a lot of times, if they're kind of turned off to the race, or they're not paying attention, or they're when they come to vote, they're looking and say, "Hey, I recognize that name. I voted for him before." They tend to stick with that person.
All right. So, David, same questions for Tony Strickland that I asked of Julia Brownlee. What must Tony Strickland do to win the race?
Well, Tony, and I believe he already started doing that during the primary. Because he didn't have a primary opponent, he didn't have to go far to the right. He could just, the field was cleared for him on the Republican side, so he could stay neutral slash moderate, and he's now, and during the primary at the end, if you saw some of those mailers, he already started appealing to independents. He already started appealing to conservative Democrats. And so he started this early on, and he knows what he needs to do, and that's appeal to moderates and try to pick off a few conservative Democrats enough to get him through. Because, of course, kind of like Julia has, on the right, the Republicans will vote for him.
All right.
And he's a known entity.
What message must Tony get out there in order to convince the voters?
Similar to what I just kind of mentioned about Julia, and that is Tony has to identify with small business owners and the average person on the street, and understanding what their struggles are and what they're going through, and also have some solutions for them. And not just, people don't want just a party line anymore. They want to hear directly from the candidate what they intend to do if they go back there.
All right. So what must Tony avoid doing in order to get elected?
Tony cannot be, he has to avoid at all costs being tagged as a Tea Party candidate or a far right-wing candidate. If Julia's camp can tag him with that, that will help in Julia's pursuit in trying to win this. Because at the end of the day, I'm a big believer that this district, and you look at the numbers, this is not a extreme district. This is not an extreme left or extreme right district. This is a very moderate district. And whoever can capture that middle has a huge advantage and probably will win this.
My guest is David Cruz Thain. We're talking about handicapping the 26th congressional race here in California. So same question that I have of Tony Strickland that I would have of Julia Brownlee, and that is, how's he going to convince voters that he's going to be able to overcome the partisan politics in Washington when he's been in the California Senate that's been mired in gridlock?
Yeah, that's, again, kind of like Julia's question. That's a tough one to answer. That only they are going to be able to answer that. But again, I would just go back to Tony has to appeal to the middle and these independents. And again, these Linda Park voters are on the table and they're up for grabs, and whoever can capture them has a huge advantage in winning this race. And I think both campaigns will spend a tremendous amount of time trying to capture that middle, those Linda Park supporters.
All right, David, so let's turn our attention to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's next for you? You've been active in various level of politics for much of your life. What did you learn from the congressional race, and how do you plan to put to use what you learned during the congressional race?
Well, Bill, I'm still in that, we're 5 weeks removed. I put so much energy and so much effort, and it was such a, yes, we were an announced candidate for 10 months, but then the preparation before that, I mean, this was a 14-month endeavor that we put everything into it. And so I'm right now kind of in the process of just decompressing. After the election, it took me several weeks. I was just fatigued and exhausted, and it took me several weeks to kind of recover from that. But now I'm feeling great and energetic and ready to go again. But we're just kind of going to take our time and take a look around and see what's out there. But I want to continue to expand and learn just so much more about Ventura County and try to help people, and whether that's getting involved in some nonprofits and some various different boards and this and that, but helping people. And I'm just a people person. I really want to try and make a difference in people's lives.
Now, that's very commendable. My guest has been David Cruz Thain. David, you've probably piqued the interest of listeners. They might want to learn more about you. Where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, they can still go to my congressional website, which is dct2012.com. So just my initials, David Cruz Thain, 2012.com. And I will start updating that, and this interview will be on there, and we'll start, that's a place where people can stop by from time to time and check and see what I'm up to.
Now, that is great. David, thank you so much for coming into the studio and being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.